Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It doesn't matter, Guru, when the Chick-fil-A bowl is, okay? It doesn't matter when the Pool and Weed Eater bowl is or the Astro Blue Bonnet bowl.
All right,
the only bowl games that matter are the college football playoffs. All right, okay. That's all you need to pay attention to.
I was asking Evan, when did the Cal Bears play their bowl game? And he told me, Christmas Eve.
Oh, so Evan was the one guy who knew.
Listen. I'm going to management, and I want an NDA. The stuff I talk about off air, if you don't get it approved, Evan, cannot go right on air.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Dude, NDAs now.
I just worry about you guys.
No, my ears are fine. Dude, okay. I do feel good.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
And I know what you must be feeling now is a great feeling.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It affects performance.
It does. Dude, it does. We didn't want to talk about that while... But it's been a tough 2 days for Evan and myself.
Which, oh, you wouldn't even know when I was hurt. Stop.
No, we did, and it was obvious.
Well, I was telling everybody, right? Other than that.
I mean, here's
energy was on one thigh. Wow, stop.
Yeah, but here's a sample of kind of the way the conversations have been going. Yeah, so Guru, I don't know, man. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, I don't know if they're going to be able to make the playoffs. Hey, Steiny, I'll tell you what. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to be able to make the playoffs. What do you think?
I could hear you. I'm going to give you a one.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. By the way, Kyle Shanahan is going to talk to the media at 11:30, and if he says anything important, we will bring it right to you. Also coming up in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the keyword, second keyword of the day, so you can win the game jerseys.
I know we were going to get back to the Warriors, but I want to shout out Mark Willard. I heard you dibs and Mark yesterday.
Sometime in the next 10, 15 minutes, Goo, I'm going to give that word out. So stay listening. Go ahead.
There you go. And he said he was drunk.
Mark
Willard yesterday doing your crossover, if you remember.
Okay.
You dibs and Mark. And this was just a Niner take I want to get off. And I was listening. And I appreciated him saying he was drunk, I'm paraphrasing, and in love, basically, shout out Yonce, with the possibility of the Niners moving up. And maybe getting a 1 or 2 or 3 seed.
Okay.
From a fan standpoint.
All right.
But what he did and how he hooked me is he says he understands after this Tennessee game, and they can't take them lightly, just how difficult it's going to be to win these three games against Seattle, Chicago, and now Phillip Rivers in Indy. And I melted in the caddy driving to the doctor's, like, that's all one. Like, I get it. And he's thinking about, man, this kid. But he's not overlooking. And I felt like I said that to you 10 times and you don't say anything. But you're like, oh, Mario, that was great. I'm using you. But I thought that's real. These are going to be three difficult games.
Yeah, it's a scared fan.
No,
it's fine.
Nothing scared.
Yes,
it's your respect
it's
the
okay.
foe.
Yeah, okay, respect the foe.
Except this one.
Tell you what, Niners really haven't had a bad loss this year. You don't want to start now with Tennessee. Yeah. Wow. They've handled.
You would say their whole schedule.
They've handled 90% of their schedule of three-win teams. let's go to Leroy in Oakland. Lee wants to talk about the Warriors. Hey, Leroy, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, dude?
You got it. Happy holidays, baby.
Happy hump day. So, you know, I'm going to make this short and sweet, man, because we got a lot of callers to hear from.
Yeah, not that many,
so
really.
Popular.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah. Man, get out of here, man. Hey, the streets be talking. Anyway, I look at Dunleavy and I give him just a straight C. Just a straight C. And I'm basing that on the people who came after his picks. You look at Kuminga, and then Josh Giddey was there, and then Franz Wagner was there, and then Alfred Sengun, and then Trey Murphy and Jalen Johnson. And then what I want to touch on is Jimmy Butler. It's like he hasn't lived up to the bill, man. I thought we were getting the 2022 man, Jimmy Butler. You know what I mean? When he was playing, you know, 64 games, you know, averaging 34 minutes a game. Feel me? You know, almost scoring 23 a game, almost 6 rebounds, you know, 5 assists. I thought we was 2 steals a game. I thought we was getting something close to that guy. And then every time Curry goes out, it's like, okay, come on, here come Jimmy. This is what we got him for. And then he fizzles out. And so I'm like, I'm still waiting on Jimmy to take over games. And even this season to me is going to be dependent on how far Jimmy Butler is going to take them. And we've been letting him off the hook. We've been letting Jimmy, I ain't heard nobody get on Jimmy for what he has not been doing. We paying Jimmy Buckets money, Guru. We paying Jimmy Buckets money.
I like
money.
That.
So we need to see more from Jimmy. And then one, I got to get this in, guys, because I think about this often. You guys, man, make me laugh so hard when I think about this. One time, y'all was going at it about, you know, who played at Stymus.
Yeah.
You was at Camp Hill, right? You say you played at Camp Hill?
Yeah, Camp Hill Prison, medium security.
And then, you said you was at Santa Rita,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the fans.
Stymus.
Yeah.
You hit 28. How much did you hit, Goo?
Leroy, probably about a good 5 to 7.
You said 5 to 7 picks.
And Steinmetz, you said you had 28 against Cavill?
Yeah, I had a big night, Leroy. Big night.
Man, that's awesome.
I had the inmates were rooting for us. It's true.
I'm dead serious. I'm laughing. Yeah.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate it. If I were to just simply say, has Jimmy Butler been earning his money as
now,
a Warrior?
This is why I need a better partner and you to have my back. I'm the guy that called in and said 2 weeks ago, I was about to tell Leroy, I'll tell you because he's listening. I'm the one that said, I need just a bit more. What? I'm the one that called him out after the Minnesota debacle where he fell on his ass bone. I'll give him that. But you know, son, he should have been shooting. Jimmy's so great that this team needs what I talked about when I said I saw that graphic of Jimmy in the Minnesota jersey, Chicago jersey, and the Miami Heat jersey. And I thought to myself, I want that Jimmy. That Jimmy, and I know what he's talking about, and I think he can do it, but if his age, I get it. He's not playing bad, but he ain't giving us the 50 M's offensively.
No.
Or
defensively.
Well, I notice his lateral movement just a little bit, Stoney, as you get older. That thing can wane just a tad bit. But you've always been hinting at or throwing it out there. Jimmy beats it to his own drum, and we played the sound, but I love that, Lee. I'm with you. that's going to be something that could take us somewhere that people think we might not be able to go right now, is Jimmy on the juice, on steroids. He can do more.
Yeah, I don't think he can. I think, so we've seen Jimmy Butler play.
Get to me.
Coming up on a whole season for the Warriors. He's probably up, you know what? I'll bet he has played a full season with the Warriors. If you take into account all
his
games.
It's got to be 85 games.
Yeah, probably not, but that's why.
That's my guess, 85.
That's why I'm
taking these 20.
Talking about
these 25.
I'm talking about this way, watch. You're going to think it's unfair,
okay,
but
give it to
let's see. He played 30 games for the Warriors last year regular season and 21 this year. So he's played a full season, 51 games for the Warriors.
I'm going to give you a one.
In essence.
But you had those playoff games. I'm close.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you been happy with, has Jimmy Butler lived up to your expectations? If you're a Warrior fan.
Can I rank that?
No. No. You can do whatever you want, Goo. He lived up to your expectations?
It's yes and no. And the yes is the impact that he had on the team last year and how nobody wanted to see us. That's real.
No, it's not.
But now, as stuff erodes around you, it's like Jimmy, Steph can't do it by himself offensively. That's what I think. He's beaten to his own drum where I'm going to give you – you ever heard the old adage the running back told the coach?
Oh.
He said, hey, coach, you need 3 yards? I'm going to give you 2. You need 1 yard? I'm going to give you 2. So that's all the running back was able to give you is 2 yards, honey. But he told you what he could do. I think that's what Jimmy's doing. Jimmy thinks it's enough offensively, but it's not. If this team is going to threaten in the West, he's got to do more. So to answer your question, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'm at a 8 on what I expected and how close he's hit. It's there. I just don't understand why I can't get 15 to 25 shots from him.
That's not who he is.
But it's
never been.
It has to be for this team to reach its goal, man.
He's never been less equipped to take 20 shots in a game.
That's a different story.
Because he's old.
I wonder how he would answer that. Like,
He's 36.
No, but he might look at you like, damn, this dude's on
Jimmy,
to me.
You head fake more than you take shots.
Man.
See, that's the problem. Everybody wants to kowtow to these guys. Don't be afraid. Oh, would you say it to his? Yes. Jimmy. Enough with the head fakes.
That's incredible.
I mean, what do you think about this? Well, first of all, 415
hit it out the park.
Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I give Mike Dunleavy a D. He's an amateur, and he's still got a lot to prove. I don't think he's the type that responds well under pressure, which is the definition of a non-winner.
So what about the Jimmy Trey? Wasn't that essentially pressure when we thought it was going to be Durant? They were trying to do something. The streets knew it, and they did it.
Okay, what do you give the Jimmy Butler trade?
B+.
Okay.
But now you're asking about the result. I just want more aggressive Jimmy. And maybe you're right.
What if you're not going to get him? Like, you're just not.
Well,
he's not that player.
If nothing changes on that front and we have this question, you throw this question or pose it to me after the season, then things are going to change in regard to the grade. But I'm with you. He is Smokey Robinson. He's not loafing, but I feel like he's cruising offensively.
He can't play 6 months like playoff Jimmy. Like, he just can't.
Well, I saw it in the Minnesota series, if you're going to give him a pass for being injured, and that was a horrible fall he took against the Rockets. But that was Exhibit A for me. A lot of people want to say he was hurt, and I understand it, and I do get it. But if you're out there – am I wrong for wanting you to shoot more or as much as Kuminga? So that's a fact. That's a part of this Warrior team that a lot of people aren't talking about. But if he can do that and we see change, man, there's no telling what we can do.
All righty. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, are you going to want to keep listening? I'm going to give your chance, give you the keyword to win the Warriors Town jerseys. That's coming up in the next 10 minutes. I'll give you that next word so you can be registered to win one of those Town jerseys. Don't go anywhere. I'll give you that in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Just a couple updates. Also, we got the Pat Spencer giveaway at 11:45 between then and 12:15. So we're going to be giving away Pat Spencer jersey as well. This is from Kyle Shanahan. Of course, they're getting ready for the Titans this weekend. Who did not practice today? Tatum Bethune, who had the ankle injury prior to the bye week. Sam Okwuanu, who was also out prior to the bye week. And Nick Martin. Meanwhile, Kyle Juszczyk, who had those injured ribs in the Cleveland game, he's limited today. So some guys coming back for the Niners and a few that remain out.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate that. And if Kyle Shanahan says anything, we'll bring it to you in a hurry. But he's right now just running down who's practicing and who's not practicing. Don't forget, 45 minutes we'll be giving away a 15 minutes. 15 minutes we'll start talking about the Pat Spencer.
That's big.
Jersey. Let's go to Frank. Frank's in Atlanta.
Frankie.
We're talking about Mike Dunleavy. What kind of job's he done, Warrior fans?
How's everybody doing?
All right.
Thanks for having me. How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Dunleavy, it's hard to put a grade on Dunleavy because of the circumstances he's in. I have to give him a C, C plus, because there's two things. There's draft picks and free agents. You can't judge Dunleavy on draft picks because draft picks don't get to play. The only one that's gotten to play is Podziemski. He's an average to below average player. Nobody else gets to play. Free agents, if he was the one who went on the Chris Paul trade thing, that was a miss. That was a miss to me. And then last year, everybody that came in before Jimmy Butler really didn't give us anything except for Buddy. Buddy was okay, but all the other guys that they picked were below average.
All right.
This year, Will, the rookie, is cool. I like him. He's that's a winner. But on the free agent thing, we've missed because you have to remember Dunleavy's tied to Kerr, and Kerr needs older veterans who have an established role that you can just fit them in.
Mm.
So you have to build your roster based on what your coach's capabilities are. And our cap really prevented us this year from going out and getting anybody.
Yeah.
So you can't blame him for that. You can't really blame him for that.
Hey, and so, Frank.
Yeah, Frank's on.
Finish up, Frank, real quick.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish up real quick. I got it.
Give him a C.
Gotcha.
See, but it's not his fault. But
no, I got you, Frank, loud and clear. And that's what I got to put into the equation, too, is when he took over the team. Like, if Sam Presti leaves today and I get hired as the GM, I could probably sit tight for 5 years
probably
be considered a pretty good GM.
Yeah, probably 10.
But this is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. How do you give Jimmy Butler a B+? What if we won, and isn't he here for one thing? That's a chip.
Well, he got us in the playoffs. There's no doubt that team was hemorrhaging. I don't know. I can remember the day, and you looked at me with those glasses like, ooh, what's wrong? We're 26-28. This thing, what's going on? And Jimmy came to town, changed it all. Steph got hurt, okay? And I just want to correct something that I think Frank missed.
Ooh.
Will Richard is starting and playing, and so was Quentin Post. I know it's the second year, but he played some last year. He didn't start. So, I mean, I like those young guys. He said C+.
I know I'm going to sound like a hater.
We were four games from the four seed.
Goo, if we, you know, I mean, I could just say, well, if Will Richard, was he undrafted or was he late second? So we got two late second round guys who are starting, Will Richard and Post. Isn't that an indication of our team more than anything?
What we missed is, my B+ has changed to a B. I omitted something.
Okay.
Horford?
What about him?
This was the last team that he should have been on. How's that working out? And I asked you yesterday, you said, come on. If we judge that thing right now.
Well, you clearly didn't know where he was at in his career.
Yeah, he was in Boston, and we didn't need him. We needed some youth. And that's why, and to come here and, you know, so you got to be a bad boy in regard to, and I'm not saying Al's not, but what he is now and what he's capable of doing, you got to be a bad boy to tell your new team, and I know Boston was living through it, I'm not playing back-to-back. Okay, that's fine, Freddie, but what are you going to do on the games you play? And he's got sciatica.
This is what Leroy's talking about. You don't ask Jimmy Butler that.
No, I'm telling Jim. I'm the one that.
My point is Jimmy Butler misses games too.
Well, I'm talking about when he's out there, we need more.
Yeah, I mean, if they would have signed Horford to a 3-year contract at $38 million, I would be like, yeah, that was a bad move. Mm. I mean, what's he making? Five? Yeah. They need a body. He's harmless.
He was supposed to be our big when he was out there.
And he is. Don't pick on Al Horford.
No, I'm not. I'm just stating the fact.
See, this is like, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's too old.
Where is Priest?
See, here's the thing.
I'm going to check on Priest. Here's Call
the
thing. Us.
Had Al Horford played the last 10 years in Golden State and he were like this, you'd be like, Steiny, he's still really good.
Well, I'm
he's still really good.
Here we go.
Just like Draymond Green really good. But because he came here from another team, we judge him more harsh.
Nah.
We
need Thundercats. I've been consistent with that. And he didn't meet that criteria, but I was real to step back. And it's early, 25 games, but that thing's been a nightmare.
888-94. No, it hasn't been a nightmare.
To me, it's my opinion.
Why has it been a nightmare?
Because he's given us nothing. And he's got sciatica, so he's not even available. What are you sipping over there?
What are you?
Now
what
you
did
want
you
to
expect?
Defend Al Horford? So call the
he's
people
helped
on
him
that
win
brought
like,
him in.
Here's
do
the
it
thing.
Now.
He's helped like him
don't
win two games.
Me. Call Mike D and Joe Lake about
I don't have
and say
to.
That acquisition.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Stunk.
I don't think it does. I think it's a harmless acquisition.
You said yesterday was horrible.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said,
Evan.
You said they shouldn't have brought him here.
No,
that's
I
what
did
you
not.
Said.
I
now
said it's harmless. Not horrible.
What does harmless mean?
It means it doesn't matter.
No, you said he was done. You said Al Horford was done.
No, I did not. Yeah. I said you expected him to be a player
now
who could
you're
play
scared.
Every day.
You're scared to call the Warriors out for that. What are you saying that makes Al Horford acquisition good? He's now, you can say it could get better, but you said it was
he's helped
awful.
Him win two games.
Now, Scotty, sit down.
No.
Sit down lying. Now you're just up there lying.
So,
call the people out. That's a failure thus far, Al Horford. I can say that.
I don't think it was a failure.
What is it?
Speaking of people in the crosshairs, might be time for the code word.
All right, time for the code word. Let me get it. 11:35. All right, here's what we're going to do. Keyword number two, text the keyword DIBS to 20357. That's DIBS, D-I-B-S, to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now, once an hour, every hour, through the rest of the day. Today, you can qualify every hour to give yourself multiple chances to win. That's DIBS, 20357. You can't be a part-time player and it be a nightmare.
He's not even available, and he came here on something I didn't even like. I'm not playing back-to-backs, and you can't even play the front end of the back.
We knew that.
Now, I didn't know it, and then you know it.
Then you got to do your homework.
Why are you not
do
saying your homework. It's, now, why are you scared to say it's been bad?
Because I don't think it has
been. He's
been
a zero.
He's helped him win two games this year.
Why will you? I've never seen you like this. What are you scared of?
Because
say it was a bad sign.
You're not
going
to let me say it because you're going to interrupt
me. No, you've already said it.
But this is when Draymond Green was talking about Nick Young in the finals, and he said there were a game when Nick Young changed the game and he helped us win. Everyone's like, okay, well, that's great. It's like Al Horford had two games this year where he made threes and he helped them win games. He's never going to help you win every game. He only plays 60. But why are you reserving this disdain for Horford but not for Draymond, Butler, and Curry? They've all missed games. And we knew Horford was going to miss games. He's here as a mentor more than anything, probably. I mean, I just like...
Mentor?
He's 40. What did you expect? Yeah. I mean, he's not the reason they're 13-12, I don't think.
It's not a great signing. And I've heard those words out of your mouth.
What's the best it could have been?
Ask Lake up in the, you got his number, ask Lake up in Mike.
He's a role player. He's a three.
He's on the team right now, and he's got a roster spot. That's what I've seen through 23 games. I don't know what you're politicking for, or you know his agent. But you're lying to me right now. And I've heard you talk about this. I didn't like the signing when it initially happened.
Okay, well,
you're not good enough to have a guy that can't play.
You should have stuck with your guns.
What guns?
If you didn't like it then.
I'm standing by him. I'm wondering where you went.
I thought he was a third center. You were the one who said he's going to start. And I'm like, how can he start when he doesn't play every game? Like,
I can't get you to say it was a bad sign.
No, not right now. Yeah. Absolutely not. He hasn't cost him. He hasn't lost him any games.
He got the goal, my brother.
Al Horford. Like, they weren't getting the guy from 10 years ago. We knew that. Al Horford. Trade him.
A mentor. And you're a playing team. Get the hell out of here, man. You don't even believe it.
I don't believe
it.
What?
You just, why will you not say it's been a bad sign?
Move on.
And I don't need you to at this point.
Because I'm not going to do it after 25 games.
All right.
I just didn't expect. Okay. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Your chance to win a Pat Spencer jersey sometime in the next half hour is coming up. And that segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
It's too old.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.